I am all in.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast, here with my intrepid crew, Suzanne French, Tara Sue, Daniel Romo, and Amy, the big boss, Sugarman. Gosh, episode 7, season 7, French Twist.
What did you think?
I'm going to say something very controversial and unexpected, but I enjoyed this.
Oh, no.
Really?
I did enjoy this.
Wow.
I
People
actually
have been
stopped.
Warning you were going to hate it.
No, I didn't. I enjoyed the crap out of it. As
no
to coin a Daniel Romo phrase, I enjoyed the crap out of this.
Oh, my God. Shocked is an
Look at Danielle.
Oh no.
I decided just to give in and go with it, man. And
I mean, you have no other choice at this point.
It's like Emily Carota invited me onto the boat and I enjoyed the ride, you know? All right, everybody, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back after these messages. Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Danielle, what did you think?
I don't know if I can articulate my thoughts.
Oh my God.
I'm going to need some help here. It was bad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, really?
The whole thing, Danielle? Yeah. I didn't enjoy it. I was watching the whole time and the end really just pushed me off the cliff. Like, I don't know. I cannot with this episode.
There's one storyline I did not hate.
Save it.
I'm going to tell you there's one part that I did like.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. Suzanne, your thoughts on this?
You know, I skip this one about half the time. So sometimes I watch it and sometimes I don't watch it. But I actually watched it twice this time because I really wanted it to sink in. And it actually is worse than I remember. I took multiple pages of notes on this one.
So. Cute haircut, by the way, Suzanne.
I know. I like it. I like your hair.
Kind of kicky.
Yeah, you got the long bob. It's real cute.
The one thing that I liked about the episode is that the commitment that the writer's room made to continuing this storyline and take it to this point kind of won me over, because I thought they know they must be getting lambasted here.
At this point, they probably have reviews.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they're just taking all these slings and arrows, and but not of outrageous fortune. I think they're getting a lot of criticism, but they stuck to their guns. They got us to Paris.
Yeah.
They got Emily back in the fold. I mean, Mrs. Kim back in the fold.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I just kind of went along for the ride and didn't mind it.
Tara, your thoughts?
I didn't like it, but there was, we'll get to it. I don't want to spoil it yet, but there is one storyline I was surprised that I enjoyed.
My problem is I can't really articulate my thoughts. I'm sort of, I'm like, oh. Like I don't know what to say. I watched it. I wasn't miserable. I wasn't thrilled. I just was like, okay.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to just accept what this season is at this point. We're in 7 episodes in.
Listen, this episode had a lot of Kristen Ritter, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it had a lot of Emily Carota, which is doubly fantastic. So there was a lot for me to like about it, and anticipate and enjoy. And it made the Paris stuff palatable. And then there was that scene where he proposed, and it was like, yeah, all right. I mean, you know, I get it now. This guy wants his woman, and he's breaking the bank to do it. And you say what you want about the spend, okay, the effort, okay, the kind of guy that he was compared to that. But I almost kind of want to give him a break now. I didn't hate him in this episode. I don't hate
Christopher. Right. Like, I know that's going to be unpopular. I don't hate him. I hate everything around him.
Also the situation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't hate him. I don't fault him in this situation. I truly don't.
Right.
You can't
hate a child, right?
Am I wrong that it's just sort of
Suzanne.
Dull? Am I wrong that it's just kind of dull?
Yes, it's very dull.
It's just a little bit dull. And like, I know we'll talk about it, but the Rory stuff with the friends, it reminded me like, okay, we're trying to recreate what we had at Chilton.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was really funny. My mom walked by when I was watching this, and she's like, I don't remember an episode where Rory had pink hair. And I was like, it's season 7. She goes, oh, never mind. I never watched this season. It was really funny.
This episode, I think I've watched season 7 a lot, because all the episodes are very, like, I've seen all this a lot. It's just kind of dull.
Yeah.
Sort of like,
For me, it just really cemented what we've all said in the past about how Christopher is really living in the past. Like, he's really hanging on to what they had in high school.
Same with Lorelai. The whole pizza story, that's the only thing I didn't hate. The pizza story.
Yeah. That was part of it. The pizza story from 10th grade. And then he was talking about, I wrote it down. We'll get to it when we get to it, I guess. But, you know, he's talking about how they wanted to sleep on a park bench, like all this
stuff
they wanted to do in the past. Doesn't seem like, I mean, I said this in a previous episode when we were interviewing somebody, I forget which one it was. And I don't see Christopher and Lorelai as these long-term soulmates. I think that they were high school boyfriend and girlfriend, and he's just the guy that happened to get her pregnant. And if she didn't get pregnant, I don't think they would have stayed together. I think it would have just fizzled out like high school romances do. Yeah. I don't think we'd be looking at them in their mid-30s getting married. I think the only thing holding them together is, you know, the trauma of their unplanned pregnancy. Danielle's losing it.
I know, I'm losing it, because I'm having flashbacks right now when Christopher was like, I'm loaded.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, that should be a drinking game every time he says that. It drives me insane.
Can we talk about who forgets they're rich? Not any rich person.
They don't.
Like, who forgets that? Nobody. Like, what? I don't know. I'm gonna try. Like, it's just dull. I know I'm just being so repetitive, but I'm just like,
I have all kinds of red flags that I'm going to wave as
Let's
we go
synopsize
through.
And get
the
on
biggest
with
red flag ever that I can't wait till we get to that scene and I can just be like, bloody red flag.
Listen, the condemned is having their last meal. We should just get on with the execution. Let's go.
Yeah, do it.
This is season 7, episode 7, French Twist, air date November 14th, 2006. Christopher and Lorelai take Gigi to Paris to be with Sherry. Meanwhile, their relationship progresses at lightning speed. Rory's tenure as editor-in-chief of the Yale Daily News ends, leaving her unsure of her future. Plus, Lane and Zach plan their future with twins.
First red flag, may I? We went yes. all the way to Paris to see Sherry,
and we, didn't never see her. Saw her.
Like, really?
So true.
And also, like, the really? Shtick that Gigi is well behaved now, I'm over it. Like,
within 1 year? Yeah, right. Not even.
And also,
like, is Lorelai her mom now? Like, it's so weird. And anyway, Suzanne,
so
you start it.
Going, like, back to the way beginning, did you guys watch the last time on Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
And notice that they totally gave away the boyfriend secret?
Oh, yeah. The second I saw Marty, I was like, really?
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's like, we haven't seen Marty for 2 years, and now they put him in the recap. And it's like, okay, I guess Marty's coming back. Like, that kind of took the wind out of the sails of the whole boyfriend thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about Jekyll and Hyde. He is a different person.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott, were you like, whoa, boyfriend is Marty?
No, I didn't really care. It's like, so that was the biggest, like, yawn.
What?
Who cares?
I didn't hate it.
It was kind of spicy.
Yeah, I didn't
he
hate
was
it.
Like,
Marty?
Yeah, I like Marty.
Yeah, no, I like Marty too, but it's like, I'm watching Kristen Ritter. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course. I just didn't like that they called him boyfriend.
She called him boyfriend, and this is boyfriend.
I was like, can you call him Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the actual show starts, and they're coming out of the house, getting ready to get in the car to go to the airport. There were some cute pumpkins on the porch. I had in my head that this episode was later in the year than it was. And so I was like, why are there pumpkins on the porch? And then I realized this because it aired in November. For some reason, I thought we were in the springtime already.
Oh, I thought so too.
So is she graduating in wintertime then?
That's the confusing part, because Logan,
she's graduating soon.
Yeah, Logan was gone for the summer, and then she came back to school. But, like, is this end of first semester, and maybe she's graduating second semester?
Literally,
I think she's graduating in the spring. Yeah, because Paris was talking about being a TA next semester.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, she's just giving up the paper. It's really weird.
For her last semester,
the timeline has full flags all over the place.
It happened fast. I thought we were... isn't it summertime?
Yeah, we went from
fall. Right? Like it doesn't feel like fall. It's not like your typical Stars Hollow fall episode.
Yeah, weird.
No, and Suzanne, you have a point that, like, the only gist of fall we got were, like, two pumpkins on the porch.
Right.
We usually see the town all decorated. Right. Yeah.
The only reason I know is because this is how I know. Logan's left, and remember, she was so disappointed because she wanted to go see Logan, like, at the end of summer, but then he's like, Christmas, and we know it's not Christmas, so we just are kind
point.
Of like,
in
okay,
the middle.
It's fall.
That's a good point. So that scene just establishes that this is the episode where they're going to Paris. That was kind of the whole point of that scene. Lorelai totally messed up on the car seat straps. Like, that was...
Oh, God, yeah. Way to secure the
like
baby.
They're, like, around. Like, that kid
Are you
is
kidding me?
Flying out of that car if there's
Really?
Maybe that was intentional. I don't know.
Just thought it was so weird how all of a sudden she was so close and tight with Gigi.
It was overnight.
I felt like, whoa, fine, great, but how did that happen?
Yeah.
So bad.
Hey guys, now available for you, the Gilmore Girls Coffees, Luke's Diner Blend, Stars Hollow, Signature Blend Hazelnut, and the Dragonfly and Talk Fast 2X Caffeine Blend. Call toll free 888-702-7873. That is 888-702-7873. And a
What's
Warner
that number
Brothers-
again? What's that number again?
I think it's 888 702 888-727-7873. That's 888-727-8873. And somebody from Warner Brothers will call you back, or they will answer the phone. And Suzanne, you and John ordered, yep. And you got your 3-pack. Tell us what it was like. Did it happen fast?
It was a really easy ordering process, and I am not being paid to say this. We left a message over the weekend. They called us back on Monday morning. It shipped on Tuesday and landed on my front porch on Wednesday. Super easy.
Yeah. Nice box. Did it come in a nice
Warner It was a Brother nice box. It was box. Very well packaged. It was very cool, very easy process. The people were super nice.
Yeah. So go ahead and order. The phone lines are open. And we appreciate your business. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime, and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
And then it goes to the news, the Yale Daily News, and we find out that Rory, her term as editor-in-chief is over. So I had to think about that too, because then I realized she only did part of a term because she took over for Paris. Right.
Correct.
So she wasn't even the editor for an entire year. And now it's going to be Bill's turn. They give her that giant pencil. That was kind of cute.
That was cute. And they all love her. And Paris is like,
Paris is speech.
Paris is jealous
on the side. Right.
minor red flag when Joni was talking, her cup was empty, and then when she gave Rory a hug, Rory said something about now I'm wet, but the cup was empty to begin with, so just be quiet, Rory.
The whole thing I still was a little bit bored. I'm just a little bit like
yeah, I mean, I didn't mind that scene. I didn't hate it. It was okay.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Scott's
okay, so
loving it.
Then we go to Lane and Zach's apartment, and they're looking at their ultrasound picture. Oh, Zach.
Ugh.
So he apparently is confused and thinks that twins and conjoined twins are the same thing. I mean, they kept saying Siamese twins.
They used the wrong word. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You're not supposed to use that word anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought
as a gag, I thought that was a little weak.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weak gag because nobody thinks that. Right. Agrees, right. Scott.
Like, even Zach, like, I mean, he's not like super intelligent, but he's not that stupid. I mean, he's not going to think that.
I just, you know, what was disturbing is that, you know, they're having twins and she's so upset all the time about it. It seems it's like, you know, where's this glow and pride of motherhood? And
well,
so what's her,
she's overwhelmed, what's her, probably.
Yeah. I don't fault her for that because she wasn't planning to have one kid and now she has to have two. So
yeah,
I kind of understand
all that stress panic is going right into the baby. So
well, that's just how it is. I mean,
but I do get what you're saying, Scott, because it's like everything about her situation has been awful. Like,
yeah,
she moves in.
Right.
Yeah, she moves in with the other roommate.
Drama, drama, drama all the time.
Yeah. Has sex for the first time on a beach. Didn't like it at all. You're gets right, pregnant. Right. Finds out it's twins. You know,
chronically dissatisfied.
Mrs.
Person.
Kim makes you move back in. Yeah. Like, so many bad things happening to Lane. I want her to enjoy something for a change.
Right.
And this, they're not that funny. I think that's the problem too. If like Scott said, the gag didn't really work, so her angst isn't enjoyable because the jokes aren't working. They're right? Like landing. One's like, what? We're having conjoined twins? Oh, we're just having regular twins? Like, what? Come on.
Yeah, I think it was funny that she was freaked out about her mother thinking that they had sex before they got married. Like, that was what her concern was, that she was worried what her mom was going to think.
The one thing I would say that I do find enjoyable in this is how Mrs. Kim is kind of like rising to the occasion. I'm kind of like, all right, mm-hmm. Mrs. Kim, I'm enjoying Mrs. Kim right now.
She lifted this whole episode.
She put it on her shoulders
and carried it.
That was my favorite part of this episode, is just considering what were like the storyline. She made it so much better because you expect that from her, like, oh, okay, you can move in, and if not, well, I'm gonna move in, like, you know. Expect that from her.
She's such a good actress.
Yeah,
Emily Carota is so underrated and so overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
she was nailing every single line. She was doing her business. She was living in her space. I mean, it was just brilliant and funny. And she was throwing it all.
She's excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when Lane told her she was pregnant, you saw tears in her eyes, but then she quickly was like, and now we are going to do, like, we are going to make this perfect.
We're going to email
everyone.
You know,
like, yeah, I love
that. She's very authentically that character, whether Emily plays it so authentically or she just is Mrs. Kim. I don't know, but that character's never like off. It's just it's funny. It's
consistently
good.
Amazing.
And they're leveled up in the scenes with her. Zach was much more enjoyable with her than the scene with just Lane. That's
right.
Just
she's
my
like, opinion. She's like the master level who raises everybody's game.
Yeah, you
know?
I agree with
it's
you.
It's like, keep up with me. You know, absolutely stunning performance. It made the whole episode for me.
Yeah,
really did. Yeah. When you leave Emily, it's like, oh no, come back.
Yeah.
Come
back. Cause Rory and Lorelai were sort of their storylines were like, not great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay. So then we are all of a sudden in Paris and this is where it starts going
when
down.
We're in the hotel, like we go immediately just into the hotel room and we have like weird shots of Paris.
Yeah, like they've already dropped Gigi off. So like to your comment earlier, I wanted to see that part. Like I wanted to see Gigi with her mom.
It feels like we're on a romantic trip with the
stock
two of them.
Footage of Paris, stock footage of Paris, stock footage of Paris, stock footage of Paris. Now we're in a hotel.
Like there's a European street at the Universal backlot. Like can you just go there for one scene?
No, I thought it looked a little Parisian.
They did use when they were running around looking for food. They were at Universal.
Because then I felt like they went to a hotel room that looked kind of like the Rige Bevwil or like the Four Seasons.
Well, Christopher has money.
He's loaded. If you didn't know.
Here's another thing that really sustained this episode for me. Lee Shalit Schimmel, I think that is her name, directed this episode. And that lady knows how to shoot an episode. That woman knows where to put a camera.
Okay.
That's what I was so engaged
by. That's interesting.
I kept saying, boy, this is a little different. She really knows where to put a camera. She knows who to stay on. I think the editing was beautiful. That's what kind of sustained me. It was Emily's performance. It was Kristen Ritter. It was a couple other things. And it was the director who kept me in it, you know?
And she did multiple episodes of the show, including the pilot and the finale.
That is correct.
Okay, so she knows how to
do it. No, I thought the pilot was Leslie Linka Glatter, not Lee Shalit. Leslie Linka Glatter, I think, did the pilot.
We can look it up.
We can look it up.
Because she was Leslie Linka Glatter was in the meeting that I went into, the audition I was there. So,
So in the hotel.
Wait a minute. Did I know something that Suzanne French
seems
did not?
Seems like maybe you did, Scott.
Leslie. Could be a first in the history of this
that
podcast.
That must feel good. Yeah, that must feel good.
It was Leslie.
It was Leslie Linka Glatter.
Scott, for the win, you get a Parisian.
But then did she do the finale too? Because I thought the same person did the finale and the pilot.
I don't know if she did the finale.
We will have someone look that up too.
Okay. Yeah. So back to the hotel room for a second. Talking about
it. It's only a mediocre, okay hotel room. Sorry, I didn't love it.
And did you notice that the comforter on the bed is the exact same comforter that was on her bed in Stars Hollow?
No,
it's like literally the same. Really? Like they couldn't even be bothered to get a different comfort.
That room was just so periwinkle.
Yeah
it was. Lee did the finale too, or wait, so Lee did the finale but not the pilot. I thought the same person did both.
According to IMDb, Lee did the finale and Leslie did the pilot.
Interesting. Okay.
I didn't love the hotel room. Like, at least if you're going to take me to Paris, fake Paris, get me a gorge hotel room.
Right. Exactly. Something that someone who was loaded would have.
Right. It was sort of like, it just reminded me of like a regular room, not the Pretty Woman suite, but a regular room at the Rige Bevwil.
And then Chris compliments Lorelai. I thought this was a little condescending. He complimented her on how good she was with Sherry.
Which we never saw.
That just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It's like I don't know, she doesn't need his approval of her behavior. But
I also thought this part is this the part where they talk about he's trying to make a reservation?
Yes.
Like, knowing Lorelai, she would be like, we need food right now. Like, she would go. It just seemed very like, I don't know, not Lorelai. Like, food is such an important part in her life that it felt a little odd.
It's a good point. Hey, Daddy Warbucks, have a buffet set up in the room.
Right, there isn't a mini bar. Where's the mini bar?
Daddy Warbucks.
You can even walk down the street and I'm sure there's something open somewhere, you know?
The Paris version of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I thought this whole storyline was so boring.
Oh, the bread. It's going into the truck. Oh.
I mean, first of all, I know we're not there yet, but I just have to say it because I'm getting so irritated and I'm trying to, like, how about when they finally go outside after hours, which we'll talk about, and the person is coming with the sandwich, and then they go the way the guy is going, as opposed to going the other direction where he obviously got the bread. Whatever. Let's talk about them sleeping. Like, it's so boring.
Yeah.
Does he bring her down to his level of obnoxiousness?
They're both, if you can boring. Call it that? They're both boring together. Boring. Yeah,
boring is the right way to describe it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so tired. Okay, let's sleep. Oh, I'm so hungry. Okay, let's try and find
never once
in Paris.
What? Never once did Lorelai say, like, I'm so hungry, but it's okay. I'll sleep on it. You know?
Right.
And also, what? You're at like a nice, very fancy hotel. They obviously have something. And there's a mini bar that obviously probably has Parisian chips and Parisian M&Ms. What?
There wasn't a mini bar. She was looking for one.
Why? Why wasn't there one?
Jatty Warbucks, way to go.
I like go to the front desk and be, do you have like mint, chocolate mint?
All fancy hotels. Here's why they have mini bars, or they have like that basket with nuts, because they charge you $42 for a bag of nuts this big. Mm-hmm. And that hotel would have had, and I'm so bored. I don't care. sorry. I'm just like, I don't care that you can't find a cracker. What? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what could have saved that scene if Mrs. Kim came out from underneath the bed
with her vegan
porridge
or whatever,
with her eggless egg salad.
What would have saved it was like, could you just have chips so they could talk about something interesting? Like, are there no chips anywhere? And also, somebody somebody like you has a peanut butter cup in her purse. Right. Like, if I was going on a trip like that, and I know Lorelai, she's got snacks in that purse.
Yeah, she grabbed a candy bar from the airport.
Totally. Yeah. Also, it was 4 a.m. They keep being like, it's so late at night. No, actually, it's morning. It's so early in the morning.
Oh, I have a whole rant about the whole timing.
The timeline is so, it's like in 1 hour, they did so many things.
Yeah.
And it's like,
there's not staff awake at four.
In 1 hour, they made Whoopi for like a minute, and then they took a 2 minute shower, and then they were out in the street at 5 looking at Fermé. Right.
Yeah,
everything happened at 4. They wake up at 4, then they looked for bread at 4.
Right.
Then they came home and did it.
It was
4.
It was,
and then it was finally only 5. And also, I don't care how rich you are, if you don't know the owner of the restaurant's phone number, you can't call him to be like, hey, open up.
And
like,
get an entire staff.
Unless it was the hotel restaurant, then maybe you could call the concierge and be like, I'm going to pay this much. But yet they went like around the neighborhood. The whole thing was so dumb. Can I just say it? Okay, now I'm awake. Now I'm fired up. It's so boring. It's making my back hurt. They're in Paris. Like, I'll rant for one moment, and then I'll shut up. Get some crackers. Steal a baguette out of the back of that van.
Right.
Give the guy all your rich money.
I was so shocked that Lorelai didn't do that.
Yeah, you tap that bread man on the shoulder and give him a hundo. He's going to give you a baguette.
Because Christopher is loaded.
Christopher Lorelai distracts the bread man. Christopher pinches a couple of loaves. It's not a big deal.
Notice that the door of the bakery didn't close properly.
Yes. We saw it was like, you could tell it was like a cheap set door.
If anything's open at 5 a.m., it's a bakery. Like, that is the thing that's open.
Right.
It's so boring, you guys. It's so boring.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past, because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target
while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We go back to Yale. Now, this scene made me laugh as a pharmacist listening to Paris talking about all the different antidepressant meds that Rory could be taking.
Lexapro.
So that made me chuckle. She was actually correct in some of what she was saying, but just a little outdated. So Paris is going to be a TA next semester. She's telling Rory to find something to do with her free time now that she's not on the paper anymore. And that's setting up the whole you need some friends thing.
Suzanne, this is the beginning of what am I going to do with my life?
Yep.
Yeah.
That apparently takes 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of Amy. I was spoiler like, oh, alert, this is how Danielle. It starts.
Like literally when I heard that, I was like, well, this is where this begins.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I digress. I'm sorry, Scott.
Which is mm-hmm. out of character for Rory, who's such a planner and. Right.
Thank you. Right. It makes no sense.
Right. Like it whatsoever. Hasn't occurred to her if she's going to go to grad school. Like I know it's, you know, still fall, but she needs to be like lining up letters of recommendation and taking the GRE if she's going to go to grad school. You know, like it seemed weird that she seemed to not have given any thought to what her future is.
Thank you so much. And then she's like boo-hooing about it. Come on. This is not, this is why I'm like, Rory is more irritating in season 7 than Lorelai. Lorelai is fine.
Rory. I kind of disagree. Like, I don't know the rest of season 7, but Rory has always bugged me since season 1. So I'm kind of like, oh, same shit, different day. But Lorelai is really just killing me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then we go to Mrs. Kim's. Lane and Zach are, they're just silent. They're all having dinner. I did notice that Zach was using chopsticks and Lane and her mom were using spoons.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And there was some random like click clacking that didn't match. Did you notice this?
No, oh, I didn't hear that. It,
like, what, wait, this is with Mrs. Kim, right? Like there was like a click clack sound, but it didn't match like them scooping anything.
Just wasn't in your own brain, Tar?
No, I don't think so. It was so silent. That's all I noticed. That's
like
why.
It was just trying to match the sound. Oh, that's going to need a rewatch. We're going to need to go back in. And
unless I was
that.
Falling asleep when it happened, but I'm pretty sure I was like, what's that noise?
We talked about, I interject, but have we consoled you for your broken foot?
Oh, yeah.
You broke your foot? That.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
I broke
everybody,
my ankle.
Tara.
What?
Tell the whole thing. Tell it, Tara.
So
tell Scott.
Well, there's a giant cast on my leg as we speak.
What?
I was on a trip.
Tell what happened.
Okay. So
you
I was
have
on a
permission.
Okay. Can I say who?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We were on a trip to Napa and it was last Thursday morning and I went to go get a coffee because it was wanted to start my day. And then we get a text saying that Tori Spelling needs a mimosa. So
not like, but it wasn't like, it was like,
no. It was like, hey, we're going to record an episode
from this party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you grab her a mimosa?
It wasn't
and
just like random.
No. We were about to record and it was like, can we get this mimosa and iced lattes to the room while we record? So I'm going back to the room and Hannah, my coworker, is in front of me and there are these steps. I literally saw the steps. And I don't know how, and my heel slipped off the step, and I fell, and I heard a pop that went from my toe to my head, and I landed on the floor, and I just said, I broke my ankle. And Hannah's like, no, you'd be screaming. And I was, like, really calm. I was like, oh, I think I broke my ankle. And she's like, okay, what do you need? And I'm like, just give me a second. I ripped my shoe off. And
which
then,
you're not supposed to do.
I have no. Well, because Hannah's like, it's sprained. You'd be screaming if it was broken. And
always keep your shoe on.
So I did not know that.
Doesn't expand.
Oh, how do you know that? I would have. That's so.
I would have never known.
I don't know why I know that. And someone double check me. Bad advice.
Please don't listen to this podcast for medical advice.
I've always heard if you have like a foot injury or anything like that, the last thing you should do is take off your shoe because it contains the swelling.
Interesting.
Well, I took it off and then I put it back on. So. So it went back on and then I had to get help to get back to the room. And then Amy called me and she's like, do you want to go to urgent care? But I was, so,
she said, no, she said, I
wanted to get
no.
home.
Oh no. Yeah. So she does two things I didn't want her to do. Didn't go to the hospital and got on an airplane.
Yeah.
Things that I was like, this is not what I recommend. But okay.
I mean, in that moment, though, I think my adrenaline was so high and I wanted to get home and it had been like 3 days on the trip. And I was just like, what do? I have no one here. So I got on the plane. Yeah. I went. I know, but
I'll always take care of you.
But I went to urgent care that night and they were like, oh, well, it's fractured. And then they're like, oh, we'll give you a boot. And then I went to the podiatrist on Monday and he's like, so if this was any worse, you'd be scheduled for surgery right now. So you're getting a cast for a month and you're allowed to put zero pressure on it.
So you're on crutches too.
Yeah, well, I have this nice knee scooter with me, but my foot is rested up on.
Take it to Disneyland.
It's actually a lot of work.
Like, it is.
It's a lot, but it has a basket in front, so I've been putting snacks in the kitchen and bringing it back.
Wait, now Danielle, did we find out that your information is incorrect?
You know, I think it's subject to your opinion. I'm seeing both. On the internet, some people are like, take off your shoe to address your ankle injury, you know, like you need to do that to assess the situation, but other people are saying what I said, to keep your shoe on.
Okay.
Well, it didn't swell up that quickly. That's why I think we also thought it was sprained, because usually when you break it, it just like blows up, but it was like a little bump, and then as the day went on, and then on the next day, Friday was really bad.
Wow.
Black and blue too.
Oh, yeah, Amy, I'll text you pictures.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, God.
I send Danielle updates all weekend.
So that's our medical minute brought to you by Blue
Cross.
And a perfect segue would be this episode has broken both of its legs because it can't walk.
So bad, but that was a lot more interesting than the quest for bread. But anyway, go ahead. I'm like, can we just get some bread? Just there is so much bread. Just eat it. I'm sorry.
He could have offered the guy $20 for one loaf of bread.
I want to love it. I want to love it.
Oh,
keep going, Suzanne.
So this is where
I don't know where we are.
I hadn't. It hadn't occurred to me that they still hadn't told Mrs. Kim that she was pregnant, and she's already showing, and they hadn't even mentioned it to her yet.
Yeah.
I did think it was kind of cute when
and they Mrs. know that Kim... they're having twins, which means you're
right
decently far along.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did think it was kind of cute
but
when Mrs. Kim thought that they were ashamed because they didn't have new music. I thought that was funny. They're like, oh, right. Music. No.
The scene was not that irritating.
I liked that scene. I thought that was a good scene.
And then
the button on it that Keiko gave it, cool. I really.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
It was a good scene. It was a good scene.
Yeah. Right. And when Mrs. Kim stood up and Zach's going, hit me. Because he thought she was going to hit him.
Yeah, that was not boring.
I enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Yeah. And so then she says, okay, you should move in with me. And Zach's like, cool. And then Lane's like, what the heck? So then, unfortunately, we go back to Paris. And this is where they wake up at 4 a.m. and Lorelai's having a freak out because it's 4 a.m. and they miss dinner. They try to order room service. It was kind of cute when she wanted a cheeseburger with a side of cheeseburger and a cheeseburger smoothie. That kind of made me chuckle. Can't get room service. And so this is...
I don't know. That part, that's when she started annoying me.
Okay, I kind of agree, Scott, because I was like, she knows they're not going to have a cheeseburger and stuff in Paris.
Yeah. It's like she's doing the cute Lorelai thing went with Christopher and it just seems off, right?
She did that with the date. I don't know if you guys remember that, but where she was like, is this the part that I should be excited about?
Yeah.
That's what she did here too.
She was so annoying.
She's like, is this what you're doing to distract me from being hungry? Is this what you're doing? And I'm like,
yeah.
Is this the part I turn off the TV?
She's so not Lorelai. Like with Luke, she's Lorelai, right? Like she's just chill. She's snarky when you want her to be snarky. She's cute when you want her to be cute. This all does look and
it's like I don't a nervous hate energy.
Yes, it's frenetic and it's making me so I need a massage. It's just too much for my stressed out body. Yeah. And then it's so boring. So it's like all this weird frenetic. And also, it just feels like now's my time to give some witty banter. So I'm going to do some witty banter that they wrote for me. It's not that good. Exactly.
This is part of why I feel like they're not soulmates. Like she just seems so uncomfortable with the whole thing. And like she's trying to convince herself.
Right.
That she's enjoying this. And that's why she keeps saying, I love you. I love you. Like she sounds like she's trying to convince herself more than she is trying to express.
Right. She's just, I think Suzanne, you nailed it. She's like doing that nostalgic thing where you're like, I love him. He's so sweet to me. But then you're just like, do I even care?
Right.
Bless his sweetheart. Like, it's just a mess.
And I think she did a very good job of communicating that, you know, her conflicted feelings, even though she's talking the talk.
Right? Hello. Let's talk it. When we get to the end, we're all like, but anyway.
So we have a little like throwaway scene in there where Rory is bored and she's like flipping her phone all around and she calls, Olivia and Lucy, and they decide to go to Stars Hollow.
Right.
So was she like sad and bored? Like all of a sudden it was like, it just was so weird.
It would have made more sense if she like spent time with Paris. I just feel like that would have made more sense. Like Paris is her real friend.
Yeah.
She's suddenly besties with these two people. Like I think we're to assume they've hung out a lot more than we've seen.
Than you like Madeline and Louise, right?
That's like what I said, they're just trying to recreate that magic.
Like a copycat of it,
right.
And it's not working. That is literally what they are trying to recreate. And
well, it could have worked. It's just not established. You know, I mean, it's not something that we're look forward to or we're used to. I mean, they're not
We don't really know them yet.
Right.
They like bumped into each other at a party.
They're great. Right? They are
Give me
great.
A new version of them because I love Logan's friends. I always find them amusing and entertaining. And
right. But we saw them from the beginning when we met Logan.
Here's my take on it. Everybody can be mad. Logan's friends are being who they were created to be, right? They're not trying to recreate what we liked from earlier seasons. And that's my problem with the two, with Kristen Ritter and the other girl. It's like, they're not them. They're trying to recreate Madeline Louise, Madeline and Louise. Yeah. that's give me some two new friends. I don't know. Am I making
but
sense?
But those
you make sense.
We didn't see those two Kara, Kristen Ritter and her friend at the beginning of Rory's Yale experience, did we? We did not.
No, they're new friends.
They just happened a couple episodes ago, right?
It's
too bad because they're great.
Or create new personalities. I feel like they're just trying to recreate that. Like when they're all at Stars Hollow at Rory's house, that could have been Madeline and Louise, kind of.
Well, maybe it was like the episode
bit of an elevated version.
It's like the Bengals episode.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I was about to say. Yeah, it was like that episode when they come to Stars Hollow.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Yes. But no, I totally agree with you because she didn't need to find two new friends. She could have found one friend, but it is like there's two of them and they're just like Madeline. I mean, they're smarter than Madeline Louise.
Yeah, and we already have Paris so underutilized.
Yeah.
Paris home. Cried a parrot. Like, I don't know. And and what about your friend Lane? So now you've suddenly gone to Stars Hollow. Your best friend is there. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think Lane and Rory don't exist.
Neither Paris satisfied us in this episode.
Have we even gotten to the diner? Because I have such a red flag on the diner scene. When's that?
No, we're two scenes away from the diner. So
okay, great. Remind me to talk about the worst background actors ever. Thank you.
Oh my God. I have so many notes on that Luke's diner scene.
Good.
I think I know what you're going to say.
So, okay. Yeah. So first of all, I have to pick apart the Paris scene. So they go, this is now where they're walking around town looking for a restaurant. There's the bread truck, which we talked about. The guy
Take
responds.
The bread. Give the guy a honey. Raymond.
Right. He's got thousands of dollars of cash in his pocket. He doesn't think to buy some bread. Unbelievable. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, this is where Lorelai tells the story about 10th grade and the pizza in his pocket. And then did you guys notice after she finishes her story and she's like, oh, that was so sweet. And then he gives her like this super long, creepy stare, Like okay. He just stood there staring at her until I had to like look away. I'm like, when is this not gonna
the
end?
Only that's funny because this is the only part that I liked. I thought that them like her saying that story and him looking at her like, I love
yeah,
you.
That was cute.
I really love you. Like that's what I took out of it. And that's why I can't blame him. Like I think he truly does love Lorelai and she was always the one that got away, I think, for him. And now she's back with him. And I think I loved that moment because for a second I was like, oh, there is a lot of love here. I don't know. In that moment, I just there's a lot of history and there's love. But then it just quickly.
I think the whole point that they maybe the writers were trying to make is that he's not nourishing her. So if he's not feeding her, he's not nourishing her soul. Hmm? You follow me a little bit? Hmm?
I like your deepness.
I do like your deepness.
I think he does love her. I think he's still stuck in where they were. They both are
because Lorelai is also saying those stories and bringing it back to their childhood. Like they both right, are but stuck she, with that.
I don't think she's in love with him though.
I don't either.
Well, obviously not at the end of the episode. We can all dig into that. But here's my thing back on the bread. I can live for a long time on just bread. If you could just get me a baguette and some cheese, maybe some peanut butter. I don't care. I'm golden. They had a truck of bread.
Mm. Yeah. And that would totally have been like a mischievous Lorelai thing to do. Right. Like, remember when they were throwing perfect. The deviled eggs at Jess's cart? Like, I could totally see her just grabbing a loaf of bread.
See the truck pulling away and then Christopher being like, oh, the bakery's not open. And then she like pulls the baguette.
Yeah. right.
Come on.
That was totally a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it really was.
So then they give up on finding food and decide to go back to the hotel. So we're still so in that weird, in like, love. 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. hour.
Right. We're doing 50 things in 1 hour, but now they are in love. So they're not hungry anymore because they're going to go, boom, chugga, boom, boom.
Yeah. Now we get to the diner scene. So who wants to start on all the stuff that was happening in the background?
You start, and then I will continue.
Okay.
I want you to have the start.
Well, I have so many things.
I will say the guy in the background was actually our scripts or dialogue coach was George Bell.
Oh, it wasn't scripty. It was George Bell.
That was George Bell.
George Bell there. Who had
was it?
Played parts in this show. Wasn't he like?
I believe that. I'm pretty sure that was George Bell.
Who was the woman up who was and not, down who was and not
killing it? Who was not killing it, by the way, as an extra.
Who was neither was the woman and neither was Miss Patty. Suzanne.
Because the thing is, if you notice the extras, then they're distracting you because they're not doing their job, right?
That's all I noticed.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Suzanne, you
know. Okay. The first thing I noticed in the scene is that Luke was wearing a different black hat. Mm. Did you guys notice
that? Not the new bad black hat because he had a snap. Bad one for a
right.
Bit.
The original black hat had a solid back. It didn't have the.
He wore this last episode too, though.
Oh, did he?
So now he's back with this snap or the not snap.
I just noticed it's a different black hat.
Didn't the first one have like a buckle on it?
No, it had like a patch, but it had like a, you know, like when you wear like a baseball hat and it has a little emblem on.
No. Oh, it was solid with a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You've been wearing a very bad hat. Season 7 is like the hat supervisor.
I don't wear
out.
A bad hat.
So, okay. So
yeah,
was,
you see
the
this,
hat.
This one. Can I show you?
Yeah. Show us. Can someone show us?
Yeah.
I want to see it. Look at Danielle's eyes. She's all bug-eyed, excited about the hat. Yeah, that was
you
good.
See this hat?
Right, that was
that
the first
was
one.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And then
well, that one was that. I didn't like that one.
I like the buckle. Look at the blue buckle one. Those are great.
Blue buckle.
You see, he was wearing this weird.
See how
weird
that
one
has a buckle. That I don't know. There it go. See how the cutest
the
one.
The metal buckle.
Oh, this one, Amy.
That
yeah, or the
in,
one
no,
to the right.
We got rid of that one because it dug into my forehead and made
oh,
a mark.
Oh, this one. This one down here.
Yeah.
But that was the best ones. Those were the best ones that had a little opening.
Yeah, those the one in this episode was like that. It had the opening.
Yeah, got to have the opening.
So it was a different black hat. It didn't have the little baseball logo thing. And then, so Miss Patty, now, where did she come from?
She was back there.
She was not in the beginning. When they scene first started, that chair was empty.
Then she's just playing a background actor. Well, maybe she
went to the bathroom.
The overacting of the background actors in this.
It was distracting.
And she's... it's just so bad. And that one lady's moving from table to table. And at one point she goes and talks to Zach. I don't know why.
Right. The lady in the purple sweater.
Do we know you? And she's not a waitress or server. It's so weird.
She's talking to Zach.
When they started the scene, there was a woman that was sitting at the other table behind them who her plate was empty and it looked like she was done eating. And then the very next time they looked in that direction, there were two completely different people sitting there.
No. Do you know the woman I'm talking about? That there's the one woman that gets up and literally goes and talks to Zach. Like, Lane. Yeah. I'm like, what? Why is she? Who are you?
Yeah, she had like a purple sweater on, and then she went and talked to the guy that was sitting with Miss Patty, even though Miss Patty wasn't. She just like magically appeared in the background. I have a theory. I think that there was something that they cut out of this scene.
I agree.
Because I can't imagine why they would have used Liz Torres as a background actor. Like, why wouldn't they have just gotten a background actor?
Correct. And Liz Torres is like iconic. Why would they have her in a scene to just mime stuff to the person?
They wouldn't. She probably had some lines. Yeah.
So I think they cut something out of the middle. And then that was probably also when that one person who was done eating, she like got up and left, and then new people came in while Miss Patty was talking, whatever. And they just cut a chunk out. That's my hypothesis, because there was a lot of problem stuff going on back there.
What is the scene even about? Here's what I can remember. Luke does something. Zach and Lane do something. I kind of remember Luke not wanting Lane to
she's
work
pregnant.
So hard or something.
Right, carry to, like, heavy
lift
things.
The heavy bowls.
The meatloaf is
Kirk
so
got
strenuous.
To say, when you're getting ready to drop that little load, you know.
And then they were like, Kirk. Oh, we're going to be parents. Like, that's kind of what it summed up to.
And Lane was mad at Zach because he said cool. That was... like how
it was pretty boring again.
Yeah,
but you're right, Amy, there was so much happening, you're like, what happened here?
Yeah, like I had to watch that 3 times because I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the background.
Yeah, I did too. I rewound it. I don't know if that's how you the past tense of rewind. I rewinded it.
I didn't do that once this episode because I wanted it to end so bad. I'm just like,
I did go back because I was like, what is happening with these background actors? And then I was just like, what a mess. And then I just saw Miss Patty and I'm like, what is she even doing back there?
It was late. We were probably really drunk.
And she was just overacting it. Whatever.
Too much tequila, you know?
Yeah. We could have all used that when we were watching this.
Yes, we could have.
And so then we're back in Paris again, and this is when Christopher and Lorelai are in bed, and they're still hungry. Shocker. This is what we've been talking about for an hour.
I thought we were past this already, but
it's
we're not.
It's like 4:05 a.m.
And this is when Dawn's
on
Christopher
town.
That he's loaded.
They've been all around town, slept together, and it's only been 20 minutes.
Yeah. So now he has realized that he has all this money, and so he's like, I'm gonna fix this. And so he gets up and they take a shower or something, and then he somehow magically convenes the whole restaurant staff.
Impossible. You're not possible. Gonna wake people up.
Ridiculous.
Put them in their fancy uniforms, show up to work and have a delicious meal cooked, ready to serve, piping hot.
Thank you. The food is probably not even in the fridge yet. Like, if you are a French, beautiful, Parisian, fancy restaurant, you're not serving last night's chicken.
Yeah, this is a McDonald's. It's not ready in 5 minutes.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Ridiculous, the whole thing.
People there all lined up. Come on. And if I suspend belief, is that what I'm supposed to do? What do I do? Mm-hmm. Suspend disbelief?
Suspend disbelief.
boring.
I'm tired of seeing a photo of the Eiffel Tower.
Getty images.
So then we're at Lorelai's house on the porch. And I had a little red flag because Rory told them in the other, when she was on the phone with them talking about cute small town Stars Hollow, she said that they have a porch swing that squeaks, but they don't have a swing. They've never had a porch swing.
Wait, didn't they have one in the very beginning when season one? When
there
Richard
was a couch.
No, but outside when Richard's sitting outside during Rory's birthday party. Reading.
Yeah. Was that a swing though? I remember there being like a
I do remember Richard sitting on it. I just don't remember if it was a swing.
Yeah, I don't remember if that was a swing either. But so then they're sitting on the porch now and it's not a swing. They're sitting on a patio furniture, looking through yearbooks. That was kind of cute. They have like their, you know, somewhat their hair's boring. All in foils.
I will say the coloring of hair, I think, like I did that. Like I was like, I want one pink strand in my hair. Like, yeah, that's kind of relatable.
Yeah,
it wasn't as painful as the rest, but it was still boring.
Yeah, I didn't hate the hair coloring. I thought it was cute. And then they just randomly decide to make Rice Krispies treats.
I was not mad about Rice Krispies treats. Great choice in dessert.
You know what? They season seven, they ran out of story.
Yeah, and we sort of saw a closet we'd never seen before.
There's so much debate about that closet. Let me
They just ran out of story, you know?
Well, right. Yeah. I think that's what you're right. And they're just making stuff up. Like, let's have these three people go.
Sounds like Gilmore. It looks like Gilmore. There's this character.
Talk to me about the closet, Susan.
They ran out of conflict. They ran out of story.
Because sometimes it's a closet and sometimes it's a bathroom, depending on what fits the plot in that episode.
Oh, sometimes there's a half bath there.
Yeah. But then there's also a door in the entryway. There's actually one scene where you can see both doors. And if it's a closet, it's only like 12 inches wide. It's interesting. Anyways, there's a lot of debate about the closet bathroom.
Is that where they usually have like the board games and stuff that she'd open? Is that
a closet? Yes. Yeah. The Bop It.
The Bop It. Yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of terrible scenes.
All right, there's obviously a bathroom downstairs. What do we think? Is the house 1.5 baths? No, it's two bathrooms. Where does Rory shower?
Well, that's the question. Is when it needs to be a bathroom, it's a bathroom. But when it needs to be a closet, it's a closet. It just depends on the episode. Because she does. There was an episode where when Lorelai was going out with Max, and Rory makes some comment about she's got her like lingerie or unmentionables hanging in the bathroom or something, but then other times it's a closet. When you need to find the Bop It, now it's a closet.
Unmentionables.
That's what my grandma would have said.
Oh, it's so boring.
Okay, and then again we go back to Paris. So many, like, the scenes were so short and so choppy. Now this is where we go to the restaurant. And it's open and the table's set. It has a view of the Eiffel Tower. They're reminiscing about when we were 16. There's more creepy, weird staring in this scene. They're drinking wine at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I was just staring out the window. Was anybody else just like, what's at, that? How
at
are
the
they
fake
doing
backdrop
that?
Of the Eiffel Tower?
With the kind of lights twinkling a little bit. I don't know. And then I was like, is the sun coming up? Is this what's happening?
You know what was really out of character for me in this scene is that when Chris says he's loaded, like, Lorelai wouldn't be like, oh my god, yeah, you're right. Like, I feel like she doesn't like that stuff. And so this me just felt like it's never mattered about money or anything because she comes from money. Mm-hmm. Like, so him saying that and her being like, oh well, yeah, like, you are loaded and you paid for this, I'm like, that's not her.
Right.
Boring.
He's much about trying to impress people with his money. Like, that was the whole thing with the Yale, when he took all everybody to the restaurant and wants to take them all skiing.
And he's already rich. That's what I don't get. It's not like this guy was so poor and out of right. nowhere, he comes from won money a lotto too. Ticket. Exactly. He's been rich his whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to get a massive inheritance. Right.
Right. So boring. He just has this show-offy need. And so they talk about the sleeping on the park bench and all that, blah, blah, blah. I'm so in love with you. Okay, whatever.
That's kind of cute. The park bench was kind of cute. Just
ish.
Yeah. Ish. I wrote vomiting noises right here.
Great. It's not exciting. It's not sexy. It's not cute. It's just like, okay, this is so bad, but like, and no offense to the writers, please. I feel like I could have made this up. Let's, you know, and well, that's not a good thing.
They're attempting,
I can't find any bread.
They're attempting the impossible by rehabilitating a character that you can't rehabilitate.
Like, and I think they know that because the end of the episode really shows that. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So then we go back to the only tolerable storyline in the episode, which was Mrs. Kim's. They're in the store, in the shop, and she's unpacking things. And this was the what I guess qualifies as my favorite line is when she says, "I may be old, but I can multitask."
Right.
And she tells them, or they tell her, that they're not going to move in with her. And she says she respects their decision. Cute little scene.
Mm-hmm. Very well shot. Beautiful. Yeah. Scene. Yeah. I thought it was
great. I always like her store because there's just so many little knick-knacky things. Like, I like to look at things. So,
you know, I don't think it's an accident that Emily Kuroda's scenes are fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think Emily Kuroda, and I don't know that I've been in a lot of scenes with her. I remember
only a few.
Only a couple, but I she really enjoys the rehearsal process. And I think she sort of dictates her own blocking, what she thinks is right and what she feels is organic. And she'll act in a way in rehearsal where she wants, and then the camera adjusts to her, the director adjusts to her. That's why, because she's kind of directing her own scenes. Like she's taking command of those scenes because she has a real vision, because she's super talented. And that's how they go, and that's how they're shot. And that's why she's so damn good and everything, because it's probably coming from her, you know?
Yeah, she's a force for sure.
She's a force. Yes, she's exactly what you need to be.
Yeah.
Especially on a television set, because nobody has any time, and we got to get through the day, and we got all these things to do. So we just have to, you stand there, you know, you know? So I think she's like, she really fights for her choices, and she can't just say a line. If somebody says, go stand over there and talk, it's like, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be.
She's so believable. She's
the best part of this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
I mean, she's kind of the best part of every episode she's in, which is why, I mean, she hasn't been around in a while, and that's why
not boring. She's not boring.
She's not boring. That's for sure. She's riveting.
She has the Kelly Bishop effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
there yeah.
Yep. Yep. She sure does.
Then what happens, Suzanne?
So then we're in Lorelai's bathroom. And they've all dyed their hair. Yeah. They're all different colors. I thought that was cute. They all looked cute with their streaky hair. And they're talking about being in a girl band.
Yep.
And then Rory is apparently crying, but we only know that because she's rubbing her eyes. She's not doing the fake crying very well. And she's crying because she doesn't know what she's going to do. I kind of get the anxiety of being a senior in college and your friends are figuring out.
Yeah, but like she left the paper early for like absolutely no reason. So I feel like she did it to herself.
Well, I thought her term was up. Like, but I don't think she left.
It doesn't help that she has a boyfriend that has graduated and is true. In London at an amazing job.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I get it.
I'm sorry.
I get the anxiety of not having it lined up.
No, here's why it doesn't track. This girl is at Yale. She thrives off learning, right? So she's having the most amazing classes. She would be like thriving and she'd have everything planned. And I just don't see her boohooing. Well, everything's changing and my boyfriend's away. It's like, she would be like, I'm taking this class. I'm doing this. I'm going to start working here. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's normal for college seniors to feel some anxiety, but I feel like Rory Gilmore of all people would have things planned. Like she would know what she needs her next step to be. And so she would be working towards that. Like Paris is.
Ever since the yacht, she's.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
Yeah. The yacht. Yeah.
I think college kids sure want to get jobs, but I think she would have excitement. She would be like, I mean, look, I know we do pivot because, you know, she wants to be Christiane Amanpour. We know that. She would be totally working towards that. She would be putting her reel together and calling CNN and saying like, hey, can I come do this? I don't know. Rory has lost her way.
Yeah. And
she loses it for many years.
Yes.
As we know.
So then Lucy and Olivia are trying to console her and they're like, don't worry about it. None of us know what we're doing. It's all going to work out. We'll all get through it. And then, okay, so that was that. Then we go back to Paris for the 3 millionth time. now the sun is coming up. So we see
we're
sun
still
coming
in the restaurant?
Through the window.
So Lorelai, no Sherry.
No Sherry. We're in the and restaurant.
Then, still 5 a.m.
Still 5
a.m. Yeah. No, it's been 1 hour.
And this is where Chris like starts in on the full court press. He wants to get married. We love each other. We belong together. Creepy, weird stare. And then the thing that bugged me was when Lorelai said she wanted to wait. And he's like, why? Like really kind of a demanding way. And then she says, well, Rory. And Christopher hasn't even given a single thought to Rory this whole time. And he says, well, she's going to be thrilled. Like, it doesn't even occur to him that she would want to be there. And that's what Lorelai was referring to. And I don't know. It, again, goes back to the whole thing that he's in that mode of, you know, where they were before Rory came along. Like, he's just completely devoted to Lorelai, and doesn't even give Rory a second thought. And it doesn't even occur to him that she would want to be there when her parents got married. I was annoyed by that.
I find it interesting because I think they're trying to, like, put Lorelai in the position. I understand. You guys are all going to, like, get annoyed, but put her in the situation that Luke was in, right? Where Luke was the one that was like, hold on. And Lorelai was the one that was like, no, why? Let's get married. We love it. Why not?
Exactly.
And Luke is like, but April, I need to think about April. And Lorelai is saying, I need to think about Rory. Like, I feel like they're kind of trying to do like a little switcheroo.
I never thought of it that way, but you have a point.
I'm about to throw some knowledge down, because I think this is what Scott has been saying for so long. The reason it's boring is that we don't have any Luke and Lorelai scenes. So even if they weren't together, right? Because in the beginning seasons, they weren't together, but we had all this action or like life between them. And now that's never happening. Luke has one scene, and I'm sorry, but he's like our third favorite. Like, it's hard to say he's not at least top three, right? There's no interaction with Luke and Rory or Luke and Lorelai. There's no Lorelai and Rory. Like, we're just like all disjointed all over the place.
Right. I agree with that. Like, the show started out, it's meant to be a mother-daughter show. We don't have any Lorelai and Rory. We don't have any Lorelai and Luke. I mean, it's just gotten so far away from what it was in the early seasons when it was charming and warm. And it's just completely, like, the only mother-daughter we really had in this episode was Lane and Mrs. Kim, which was good.
And it's our favorite part.
Right. And that was good. But it's just not, you know, what we came to love.
Initially. Yeah. There's no spine to the piece anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Right.
Yeah. Right. There's no way to put it.
Exactly. There's no backbone holding the whole thing together.
Right.
So works best because of the chemistry of either the actors or the characters, however you decide that. And now we don't have our favorite sort of situations are the chemistry between Scott and Lauren or Luke and Lorelai, or Lorelai and Rory. And like all that's missing. So maybe that's why it's so boring and off, because it's just like,
you're so filler.
There was no Suki in this episode. There was
no Richard and Emily.
And there even in past seasons, you had Rory and Dean, Rory and Jess, and even now Rory and Logan, but you don't have Rory and Logan together. Yeah. You like literally don't have any of the key things together.
And if I may say, all the characters, right, were always small parts. And that there's no small parts. I understand that. But like, Suki would be a funny blip. Kirk would be a funny blip, because the meat of the episodes were always sort of Rory, Lorelai, Luke. And now Luke's a blip. Rory is with two random. And we're just, every scene is Lorelai and Christopher.
I think that one of the more important characters is removed from this new narrative is Stars Hollow seems to be missing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Good point.
The town is missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The community is missing. So it's very odd.
Right. Yeah. Like we were saying at the beginning, there's no shots of the gazebo and the square with the fall foliage and all that. Like, we didn't have that. We don't have Richard and Emily in this episode. Sad. Yeah.
You think
filler. I'm looking for bread. Filler. Where's my food? Filler. Like, and are Scott, you kidding me? It's so
like
boring.
Like how Scott said, I think they just ran out of ideas. Like the two friends, they didn't even have a new idea for two new friends. Like, they just said, they copy and pasted Madeline and Louise.
Totally. They're like, let's hire these two other actors to play Madeline and Louise.
And they kind of look like them, too.
They do.
We go to Zach and Lane's apartment. We find out that instead of Mrs. Kim has let them off the hook for moving in with her, but now we find out that she has moved in with them. Her suitcases are all over the place. Brian has been moved over to another Korean family where he seems to be quite happily eating dinner with them.
Didn't even see that.
I didn't hate this
scene. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
And we find out that Zach is thinking of naming the kids Marco and Polo, so that they're easier to keep track of.
Slight giggle. Minute giggle.
No, I thought that was cute. That made me chuckle. And then we go to...
Because that's the game we played when we were kids.
Then we go back to Yale, and this is where we find out who boyfriend is. And Marty introduces himself to Rory like he doesn't know her.
Super sketch.
Yeah. Super sketch. And she's like, why did you do that? And he's like, oh, I thought it would be weird. And I'm like, so you just made it weirder? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that, that comes to haunt everybody.
Yeah. I still don't understand like what his thought process was there, but whatever.
He could have been like, oh yeah, we knew each other.
Right. I think he wigged out because he liked Rory and he doesn't want girlfriend to know.
It's still weird.
Very. And it becomes problematic. So we'll deal with that later.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then so finally then the worst scene of the whole thing, like, it doesn't even end on an up note. We see them coming home with all the suitcases and all that, and he says
totally intentionally hiding her hand.
Yes, I noticed that,
because I intentionally watched, because I knew her hand is hidden the whole time. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, because her long sleeve is covering her hand, and then she holds it, I guess, you know, so we don't, the camera doesn't see that she's got a wedding ring on. And he says, welcome home, Mrs. Hayden. And she gives him like this weird little smile, but then he walks away and she's like looking at the ring like, oh my God, what did I just do? Not at all the face of a woman who's happy and in love. And then we fade to black.
SNL, you know, Rachel Dratch, when she plays that character, like Debbie Downer. Yeah. That was Lorelai's face at the end, Debbie down, like, why did I do this?
All right, so what are we gonna give this? Let's go around. Tara, what do you rate it? What's your measuring stick?
I give it a 3 strands of colorful hair.
Danielle,
1.5 pizza in a jacket.
Wow. Suzanne.
I'm gonna give it 2 giant pencils.
Amy.
Six baguettes.
Knew you were gonna do baguettes. Six.
You said boring through the whole hour we recorded.
It's still better than half the shows on television.
And it's still better than a lot of the shows in season 7 because we get the Emily Kuroda injection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Emily Kuroda is the reason why I gave it 1.5.
That's why I gave it 3.
I don't know. I thought... I'm going to go 5 because of Emily and the way she lifted this thing. And I'm going to go... also, Kristen Ritter lifted it. So yeah, 5. Christ, I don't know. Black screens. 5 rumpled sheets on a bed. for a 3-minute romp. Whatever.
3-second romp.
That's gonna wrap it up for now. Season 7, episode 7, French Twist. Thank you, ladies. Suzanne French, Tara Sood, Daniel Roma, Amy Sugarman. We will see you next time. Stay safe, everyone. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.